Yeah, this should be a good level here, I think. Hey, ho.
Where was I at? There was some dude that was testing mics. And this is all going to show, by the way, Kevin.
All right, I'll disappear. I'm going to switch to you guys on cam.
Yeah, right. You'll be in the first episode. I was going to start being like how we normally start our phone conversations, where we just go, "What's up? What you doing?" This is just disingenuous, because I see what you're doing. You're recording this thing with me.
Well, you only see my, like, from my chest up, like, you only see my upper third. So I could, there's no end to the possibilities that I could be doing below the camera.
You learning the tap dance routine below the camera?
Yeah. Got my hard bottoms on, but you know, I had to put a rug down so I wouldn't give away my trade secrets.
Got my Stacey's on.
Yeah, my Stacey Adams.
And my long ones with the square toes. Yeah. That's what did you wear to your eighth grade graduation?
Oh, man. I had on, I don't remember eighth grade graduation, but I did go to prom as a freshman, because that's how I was doing
Damn.
It back then. I was in these streets. So as a freshman, I got invited to go to the junior prom with this girl who was a junior. And boy, I tell you, I was suited and booted. I had on like a red dress shirt. I had a black vest on, like that vest you get when, you know, that kids get whenever they wear dress clothes because they don't want to wear a jacket. Like,
The vest that come with the suit?
Yeah, but I didn't wear the jacket because I thought it was cool.
Oh, yeah.
So I wore the red shirt and I had a black vest on and I think it was a black tie. I can't remember. Some kind of tie. And then I had on dress pants and then some like Stacey Adams shoes that I got off I got from like the Stacey Adams outlet in the Ontario Mills Mall.
Oh, Ontario Mills.
You ever been to Ontario Mills Mall?
Of course. So... when I was in eighth grade for my birthday, uh-huh. which is coming up soon, I my mom asked me what I wanted to do. This was mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay. It's all coming back to me now.
Carl, I don't know what song that is.
You know what song it's all coming back to me now. Celine Dion.
Carl, I'm not Canadian or 65 years old.
I'm not either.
I think at heart you're a 65 year old Canadian.
At heart, I'm a 65. I mean, they probably don't know as much shit as I know
about Celine Dion.
I know more songs by Celine Dion than the 65 year old Canadian. My mom asked me what I wanted to do for my birthday, and my birthday is usually during winter break, mm-hmm. and it's after Christmas. And so I was just like, let's go to Ontario Mills Mall. I want to get an outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And Ontario Mills Mall had the Nike outlet. And they had the van store that had the ramp in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a van skate park in there.
Yeah. And so we went out there and I got some Jordan 18.5s.
Okay.
And I got a Burberry shirt.
You got that and from the Burlington outfit, the Burlington outlet?
Yes. It was a real Burberry shirt. It was real. Like, yeah. It was a white tee, like, because uh-huh. that was that era. Uh-huh. And it was like a long sleeve white tee and it had a Burberry patch on it. Because, you know, that's the cheap shit that they have. Like,
right.
But it had like
We're
a
not
going to
give you
patch.
The whole fabric rundown. We're just going to get a little splash on the front.
we gonna iron on this splash. And, and it had the Burberry on the front, and it had the word Burberry under it. And I remember I wore that when we went back to school that next week. I had that fit on. And what kind of jeans was it? Probably like some Fat Farm jeans or some Rockaway jeans or something, and a dog tag. And I also had two outfits for that week that I
Did
got.
Did the dog tag say anything?
It was a Rockaway dog tag.
Oh, so it just had the R on it?
Yeah, the RW. Okay. And so I got the J's. With the Rockaway jeans and the Rockaway dog tag with the Burberry shirt. And then for the next day, I had remember Eminem's clothing brand?
It was like the motorcycle jackets?
Nah, it was a t-shirt. What was Eminem's clothes? I'm about to tell you right now.
Oh, you mean Eminem the rapper?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you meant the candy. I was like, yeah, I had one of those Eminem's bomber jackets.
Oh, no, nah, I never got one of those. I wanted one. Shady. Look, Shady Clothing.
Shady. I think it was, Shady Limited.
Yeah, Shady Unlimited or something like that.
Yeah.
And I had a Shady shirt for the next day. But I was so mad because that Burberry shirt I wore it to school that day and hooped in it. And I went home. And I went home and my, you know, when you hoop outside on the blacktop, like in LA, for the people listening, in LA, all of our PE fields have the blacktop, like the really disgusting. Like,
yeah, we don't have PE like in the gym.
No.
Like all
no,
of our stuff is outside.
Everything is outside. And so we hooped, I hooped in the shirt at like lunch or something. And I was confident that day too. I was like, I was getting it in. Like I was really getting it. I was giving buckets, man, for the rest of after lunch or nutrition, whatever we was hooping. My shirt was dirty for the rest of the day. And I was like, Carl, why didn't you just take it off and put it in your backpack?
And now it says Spalding all over it.
Yeah, just dirt. Spalding written in dirt. Like is
that's funny.
But that was but that also was the same birthday that I got my first cell phone.
What was your first cell phone?
A Virgin Mobile.
Virgin Mobile,
like Go phone. And it had minutes. It had like, my mom got me like $15 worth of minutes, or my mom's friend got me like $15 worth of minutes. And I bought ringtones with all of those minutes. Cause I didn't have nobody to call. Cause that was back when, if we called people, we were still calling on the house phone.
What year was this?
2003.
2003, my goodness. So what were you loading up as a ringtone?
My first
Out by Ludacris?
They had that, but I didn't choose that one. You know what I had? You know, I've always been an R&B thug. I had Nelly's Dilemma as my ringtone.
That was the one with Kelly Rowland?
Yeah.
How did that song go? You know, a song popped into my head when you said that? I know what? It's not by them, but I just imagine that it's I'm so sick of being lonely. Field Mom.
Field Mom. Any other night, you'll be at home waiting on me. You alone call me. I'll be your replacement. Put me in the game, coach.
Man, Jazzy Faye had a run, bro.
He had a run. He hasn't had a song in a while, but he's a good producer.
What's your favorite Jazzy Faye song?
That's impossible to say. It's so many good ones. The one that pops into my head first is... Sammy's comeback song. You should be my girl.
I don't know if I ever heard. The only Sammy song I know is when he did The Kissing Game.
I like the way you look at me. That wasn't The Kissing Game.
Didn't he flip that? Ain't that The Kissing Game, but flip?
No, it's just called I Like It. He had that song and he had The Crazy Things I Do for Love. I call you in the flyers gear, make sure you're tight. Perpetrating, making you think everything's all right. You know, that was like, he was a kid when he came out with those songs. That was on his first album.
Right.
And we were all kids. Like, we were all got on the same age at that time. And
it you was were always, 32.
No, I was not 32. I was 11. He's older than me. He's a couple years older than me, I think. Or
what's he doing
older.
Now? What's he doing now?
Yeah, he's still putting out R&B songs.
You don't keep up with him no more?
I don't keep up with Sammy. I ain't talked to Sammy in a while.
Well, I know before you deactivated your Twitter, you only followed one person, and it was Sammy.
Was Sammy.
So I was just curious.
That would be so weird if that was the only person. You know how some people, like, I follow one person. Like Kanye just follows Kim Kardashian, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what if I was like...
Did I ever tell you the story about how the only famous person, like, legit, like, famous level celebrity, like... responded or like reposted a tweet that I posted.
What?
It's Cisco. I ever tell you Cisco story?
No, tell me the Cisco story.
All right. So I was just beginning my foray into Twitter. And just as a disclaimer, I'm not a big Twitter user. But I had, I was at a WrestleMania in Tampa, Florida. No, it was Orlando. It was Orlando, Florida, because I remember Disney World was on the corner.
You the one that's 32. Back then.
I went to WrestleMania in Orlando. It was like, this was like 2018, 2017, something like that. Whenever they were in Orlando, and I went. I ended up sitting next to Wale. Like, I ended up in like kind of like the friends and family section. Uh-huh. So I sat like next to Wale and in front of Hannibal Buress. I'm a flex there. And who there was somebody else Famous sitting right there. And it was just me and my, like, my buddy that I went with, and then a bunch of, like, friends and family and stuff like that. And so I posted, like, a picture, like, standing next to Wale and stuff like that on Twitter. And then I posted, because Wale, there's a wrestler named Seth Rollins, and he's, you know, especially back then, that was, like, the height of his popularity. And I posted a picture in a Seth Rollins shirt talking about Seth Rollins or something like that, blah, 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 blah. And Wale responded to the picture or, like, retweeted it or something. And then I saw that Cisco, like, retweeted it or something, or, like, he did something with it. He either commented on it or retweeted it, and then he followed me on Twitter, and that was, like, the first famous person to ever follow me.
Did he continue to follow you? Was he following you the whole time?
I think he still follows me, because, like, every time I check my Twitter, you know how it shows you, like, here's what people that who you follow have posted. Like, yeah. It's always Cisco at the top of the list. And, I DM'd him, like, hey, bro, like, you ever need a DJ, hit me up.
And he was like, you've overstepped.
He was like, I gave you an inch, you took a mile.
Yeah.
Back to doing what the dragon was doing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's my famous R&B legend story.
I'm trying to figure out. There was an interaction I had one time when it was the early days of Twitter, and it was either Halle Berry or Lisa Ray, somebody like that I tweeted at, because they was at a party that I was at.
You was at the same party?
Yeah, at the Standard. I got in because my friend Trey, who's like a costume person, like, he does, like, styling and stuff like that.
I thought you meant, like, that was weird. I didn't know what you meant for a second. And I just was like, he's just somebody costumes. Who wears costumes.
So this is like, he was really dressed like a sag clown.
Yeah. And so I took a selfie with Halle Berry and said, Trey the sag clown, it was lit.
Yeah. No, he was like doing like styling and stuff like that. We went to a party at the Standard, and it was a bunch of celebrities there. And it's like early. I probably was, man, I had to be like 20, 21, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And we went up in there, and Lisa Ray, it was either Halle Berry or Lisa Ray. I don't know why, I can't remember, because those are two different people.
Two very, very different people.
Yeah.
and they don't seem like their circles would ever mix.
It could have been Halle Berry, right? She had won an Oscar by this time. I don't think she would have been at the rooftop.
Halle Berry stopped hanging out with black people after BAPS. She's like, I've had friend. Enough of this. Y'all made me put a gold tooth in my mouth.
That movie was funny. You know, the other one just died.
Go watch BAPS.
the other BAP just died.
Oh, really?
The darker skin lady.
Oh, now that wasn't the same lady who played Andel, right?
No, people. She died a couple years ago.
Yeah,
this sad. Woman. Let me get her name right, so I'm not calling her the other BAP. Let me see.
Although BAP. That is fair.
You're not Natalie DeSalle is her name.
Natalie DeSalle. Okay.
Natalie cool. DeSalle. She just passed away, like,
rest in peace to the queen.
Like, last week. Yeah, December 7th. She had cancer. That's so sad. Oh, the FedEx man just walked by. Didn't drop anything in my door. I got them shorts. The ones that we was looking at on Instagram with that you wear the leggings under.
Oh, are you? Yeah, you gonna try them on?
I'm going to try them. I'm going to put that on day and make a dance video or something.
You got to get some leg tattoos.
Let's go today.
Right now? You don't have any tattoos. That's crazy. How have you managed to avoid getting tattoos? Because there was a point in, like, 2012 probably where, like, tattoos were all the rage. There was even that song, the snapbacks and tattoos. So how did you, living in L.A. through 2012 and that whole era where dudes look like Chipotle bags, how did you avoid getting tattoos that whole time?
First of all, I don't follow trends, okay?
I'm not like y'all.
I'm not like y'all. I don't follow trends. That's number one. Only trends I follow are the ones that I like. And I was wearing snapbacks before.
Those are the only trends anybody follows. Man, I hate tattoos. Let me see what they talk about.
Yeah. I was wearing snapbacks before snapbacks and tattoos. Snapbacks and tattoos was 2012. I bought my first snapback at Fias Paredes in 2008. You know, the comeback, of course, like from the 90s. And I remember walking in, and they had, like, a Miami Heat snapback, and they had a, I think I got, like, a Laker one and, like, a Phoenix Suns one or something like that. And I was like, man, remember these hats? Like, that's crazy. Like, remember these type of hats? Man, I'm about to start wearing these. and I got roasted. I went to a party with that Miami Heat hat on. They was like, "Why are you wearing that children's hat?" Like, and next thing I know,
why are you dressed like Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah. And I was, next thing I know, everybody's wearing snapbacks again.
Crazy. You should have made that song.
I was recording it, and then I had to leave.
There was some young light skinned dude sweeping up in the studio. Yeah, he's like, hey, that's a catchy song you got there.
And I was like, shut up, punk. Don't talk to me. Anyway, hey, can you watch the studio for a bit? Hey, man. I gotta go do something.
Hey, I'm gonna get on out of here, Jack. I got a lot of things to do. Can you make sure you press save on the computer and turn everything off before you leave?
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave. I'm not gonna touch nothing.
I don't have time to turn stuff off.
Yeah. Can you make sure you do that, broom boy?
And that's a hot mic in there, so don't be talking too loud next to it.
Don't talk too loud. And especially don't hit record. And especially don't steal my idea. Okay? You got me, Jack? I'll be back.
You put up a crisp $20 bill in his jacket?
Yeah.
Now, this is for you.
This is for you. And I pat his chest. After I put it in his lapel, I pat it. Not lapel, the pocket square pocket.
Now, see, I did that out of kindness of my own heart. You know, you're not supposed to tip janitors.
Yeah. What'd you say your name was? What'd you say your name was, kid? Kirko Bangs, that's a stupid name.
Change. You'll never be nothing.
You'll never be anything.
That's funny. Well, yeah. So you have no desire. I mean, I know you be on TV and stuff, but like, you know, people can have tattoos on TV now. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Get your sleeve, King.
Uh-uh. And
my mama would kill me.
She'll be very upset. Really? And also, like, I still old people with tattoos is weird to me. I don't know what it is. I did see this old, it was an old white man at the grocery store one time, and he had like a half sleeve. He was old. Mm-hmm. And his tattoos,
he got his
like,
on a boat in
yeah,
World
yeah,
War
yeah. II. I was about to say his tattoos was like Sailor Jerry type, right. Like, you know, that old font with like, you know what I'm talking about, with like the roses and shit. And I was like,
traditional.
That looks kind of tight, but he also looks like he's killed people. Like,
like he'll tell you to put up your dukes.
Yeah, put up your dukes. You know, back in 1958, I knocked a man out with a tin bowl. Like, some shit like
with
that.
With a tin bowl.
It was Pelican Bay, 1961.
Pelican Bay.
You know, I was the last prisoner at Alcatraz. Like, it was some shit like that. Like, it looked like, I was like, I'm not a tattoo.
Not a tattoo.
My
guy,
only body mutilation that I wanted was getting my ears pierced. And
I prefer the term body modification.
Mutilation. You're mutilated. Your body is mutilated. I got my ears pierced when I was 18.
Okay.
And my mom was like, you either get straight A's, because I wanted them like when I was like in ninth grade. I was asking her, like, for that same birthday that I was talking about, full circles, push stop on the record. Podcast over. No, for that same birthday, when I was talking to my mom, and I was asking her if I could get my ears pierced. And I was like, that's what I want to get. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need nothing, ma. Just let me get my ears pierced for when I go to high school so I can stunt. Like, that's what I wanted. I wanted to show up on the first day of high school. I had this dream.
You drove her by the high school. Mom, you see them over there? Those hoes over there?
Yeah.
That's who I want to stunt on.
That's who I want to stunt on. Look at them. They already here. I'm just coming in. I was like, I want to get my ears pierced. I had this vision in my head, like fresh pair of Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
And some sort of like whatever brand was hot at that time, which probably ended up being South Pole.
Eniche.
Fresh Eniche shirt with some fresh Air Force Ones and my ears pierced, gleaming. Huge cubic zirconias. And my mom was like, no, you're not doing that. No. You're not finna be one of them boys getting your ears pierced. And I was like, please, please. I was begging. And she was like, all right, here's the ultimatum. You either get straight A's or you wait till you're 18 when you're grown. You do whatever you want to do. And so I waited till I was 18.
Yeah, you set A's. Your watch. Let me see.
I was
2 years.
I'm not about to work this hard. All of these are 2.0 to play sports. I'm not about to work this hard. Listen, it ain't going to happen. Straight A's ain't going to happen. There's no way I can get an A in math.
You could have gotten an A in math.
No, I'm terrible at math. I'm terrible at math. I couldn't get an A in math. I got A's in other classes. I always got A's in history. I got A's in English. I got A's in, I didn't get A's in science. Science got hard. Science became like math when we got to high school.
Yeah. You in middle school, you was enjoying that, the geology and the.
Yeah.
Then you get to high school, here's chemistry. What? No, what I'm is this?
Gattaca and shit. And I'm like, oh, this shit is hard. I don't know what this shit means.
I never pierced my ears. I was always scared that I would get keloids.
I feel like you would get, like, the way you, all those tattoos that you have, I feel like you would get, like, what they call when you put the big fat things in your ears?
Oh, another plugs?
Type of, yeah, plugs. Another type of mutilation.
I mean, in high school, like, I was into, like, the punk scene and, like, the hardcore scene. So, like, a lot of my friends ended up getting plugs in their ears, but that was never for me either. I was always afraid of, I was afraid I'd get keloids. Like, I had two friends, they were twins in high school, and they both have really big keloids from getting their ears pierced, and that like, traumatized me.
Yeah, his keloids are ugly as hell.
Yeah.
Ain't that a shame? Like, that's the one. Do white people get keloids?
I've never seen a white person with keloids before.
Let's Google it. Get keloids.
Although there's things I've never seen white people do before that we do all the time. Like, I may just be speaking from a limited experience.
The keloid is the most common skin condition among ethnic Chinese in Asia. In the United States, keloids are more common in African Americans and Hispanic Americans than whites. I don't know if they do. I don't know if white people get.
Is it something that has to do with melanin? It can't be.
Maybe. Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. There's an article from 2017 from The Observer that's called "Yes, Ma'am, White People Do Get Keloids." Keloids? Why is it spelled with an R?
Keloids.
It's just that black people are 7 times more likely to get it. I wonder why. Because we got so much crunk in our system.
Crunk. And that's your evidence that you're not old as hell?
Yeah, I'm not old.
Crunk. I'm out here crunk.
Let's get crunk.
That's funny. Crunk, it's funny because crunk, that word was so weird because I remember when it first started happening and it just meant like kind of like turnt, like, you know, yeah. On 11. And then, like, I don't know if this was like just my friend circle at the time or if this was like worldwide in the black community, but like crunk then started to become another word for drunk. Like, did it evolve like that for you?
No. I don't remember that.
Maybe it's just my weird friend circle. They were let's get crunk tonight. But they were saying that to say, like, as like code words so they can say drunk, but around their parents.
Nah, crunk for me was always, especially coming from the South, crunk was always just meaning like turned up, like lit. Party, like the shit was lit. Like, it's like how we say lit now. But that is another word. That is another word for drunk.
Lit. See, exactly.
But crunk didn't do that.
There's no word for like sad drunks though, because there's a lot of people that drink and get like depressed. There's some people drink and then turn up, but nobody like a lot of people drink and get depressed. And there's no like fun euphemism for that,
man. Let's make one up right now.
Press.
Hey man, what you do? What you do last night, man? You wasn't answering the phone. Shit, man. I just sat at home and got pressed and. Yeah. Play video games until 5 in the morning. I wasn't really trying to talk to nobody. We're not making fun of depressed people.
No, not at all.
We can't say pressed. Let's not say pressed.
Yeah, pressed is not good. I don't know. Crunk and drunk. Lit.
Crunk, lit.
What's the opposite of lit? Like when you light a match, it's lit, but then when it's not, it's out, it's what?
I got blewed out last night.
Blewed out? Yeah, that would work.
I got blued out.
Like,
yeah, because you could like also be like out. Blue, like you're misty blue, like you're blue, like you're saying.
Oh, like the color blue.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Do you ever think about like whether or not you're seeing the same color as somebody else?
No. I assume that I am.
No, hey, but like.
Hey, look at that sky. That's blue, right? Well, I guess, are you talking about like when like everybody was like, what color's the dress and stuff like that?
No, that was like people's screens were seeing it differently. I mean, like, we all call red red, but like, there's no way to know for certain that we're seeing the same color.
Explain yourself.
No, see, obviously you don't be drinking your water or else you would be having thoughts this elevated.
I constantly drink my water, King. My third eye is oozing right now.
Obviously, your chakras are not aligned, King, because if they were, wait, what month were you born in?
January. I'm a Capricorn.
What? Oh, you're a Capricorn. See, that I'm an Aquarius. I was born in January too. But see, this is why I understand these things.
No, hold on. Let me tell you right now. Let me Google. See, this is. I love sitting in front of my computer doing this because I can Google, get you the real information. What Capricorns? How should I put this?
No, start with that. Like, what Capricorn?
That's the first thing that comes in. What Capricorns like? How woke? How in tune with the universe?
Yeah. What frequency do Capricorns vibrate at?
Capricorn, my universe, the new millennium being. Okay. Now let's see what she got to say. This woman, she clearly is a Sikh, and her name is Guru Ratana. And
Guru Mbathu Ra from
the sun moves into. Oh no, that's not. No, that's not. Let me see. Hold on. Capricorn. Wait a minute. Oh, she ain't talking about shit.
Wow. You just dismissed her whole website.
Go on, Guru. I ain't mess with you, Guru. Oh, Capricorn. Facts about the sea goat. The sea greatest of all time.
Sea goat. The greatest Capricorn of all time?
The greatest. Damn, I can't find this. Capricorn frequency. I googled that. Capricorn FM broadcast on 96.0 FM and Mokopane.
We're bringing you all the latest and greatest in Capricorn music.
That's not. Where is that? Oh, that's South Africa. South Africa. I can't find it, but let me just tell you this. I know. I'm operating on a different level. Okay? All right. On a different level. My third eye. Like, that's why I got to keep a hat on, because my third eye up here.
It gets dry.
You think I'm sweating? You think I'm sweating down my face? No, that's my third eye leaking.
You should get that checked out.
My third eye's oozing, aching.
Have I ever described to you in detail the amount of eye surgeries and, like, eye operations I've had in the last few years?
No, what? How many have you had?
I've had several. And I'm not wearing it as a badge of honor. I just thought you might find that interesting.
That's not in detail. Do you need glasses?
Eventually. I like to say eventually because, like, my prescription is ever changing, like, while my eyes are healing. Mm-hmm. So I have what's called keratoconus.
Okay. What is that?
And it's where your cornea and your eye are misshapen. Like, so your cornea is supposed to be like an almond, like a oval. Mine has, like, depressions in it, like they hella pressed.
They blew it out.
Yeah, they hella blew it out. So yeah, it looks like somebody took their thumb and when I say someone, it was me. I did it because a common cause of keratoconus is when kids, especially kids who have a lot of allergies, like rub their eyes a lot when they're young. Mm-hmm. It can wear out your corneas, and that's what happened to me. So I've had several surgeries. Like the first surgery I had, they had to put something in my eye called an intact, which is like a contact lens, but it goes inside your cornea to like give it structural like integrity.
Uh-huh.
And then in my left eye, I had to have an entire cornea transplant. So I have a cadaver cornea in one of my eyes.
Man, I'll knock that shit back into place.
Yeah, I see ghosts now.
I'll punch you in the motherfucking eye. I'll knock that shit back into place.
Yeah, it's wild.
I can't compete, but currently, as we speak, I have a sty. Do you see my eye? It's fat.
Oh yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
See, that shit looks gross.
You gotta stop eating ass.
That's not from ass. I don't eat ass with my eyes.
No, but you still have to stop eating ass though.
I refuse to stop. But that is not from that. I don't think that's not conjunctivitis.
Oh.
Because if it's not pink eye, it's an infection in the glands that are in the eye, but it's not conjunctivitis. It doesn't come from dookie.
You should make a song explaining your eye condition called Conjunctive Junction.
Conjunctive Junction, what's your function?
You was
infection
eating some ass
in my and it tasted real.
You was eating some ass and it tasted real good. Now you got a bump on your eye.
Bread and butter, peas and rice. Gee, that's nice.
That shit hurts, though, huh?
It's uncomfortable. Yeah. It doesn't hurt. It hurts when I blink a little bit, like if I close it too hard. And then it's I look like DW from Arthur.
Wasn't there a character named DW on one of those other shows? Like on Recess? Wasn't there a character named DW on Recess?
I don't believe so. There was Spinelli.
Uh-huh.
And Mikey.
Mikey was a big dude, right?
Yeah. Recess
Big Mike.
Cartoon.
I called him Big Mike.
I used to watch that shit every morning.
Recess?
Yeah. When I would be getting ready for school. That was TJ Detweiler.
TJ, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, DW is just from what's it called? Oh boy. All right. Well. That's first episode.
All right. Sounds good to me.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good. Later.